Kindergarten daf mesechtes baba kama daf ches. We begin with basic interest. Mazda begin with gemara. But they ask me, we're talking about that this by orphans. Where they're not responsible to payment, and therefore the shibud is on him, and therefore he can't say such a claim. This guy's giving him back the property. Still, it's like orphans who bought a piece of property after the father passed away. With the creditor cannot go ahead and collect from that, as Digmus is Psachim Daf Lamed Alf. Now, even though if they collect a piece of property for the a debt that's owed to the father, I mean, the creditor can collect from them, but that's when it's in the debt. But here it's a buyer returning it. That would not be the halacha the same, and therefore he can't collect it from the orphans. So if he wants to collect from either one of the buyers, although we say you cannot collect from collateral, and you cannot collect from what's available in Ziburis, even though it's the lowest quality. So how could you collect from the second one when they're still by the first one? So here it's different because they're all meshubed. So you don't say that klal. That's only when there's mechayer. But here that they're all shibudim anyway. Question is first one, the second guy. So then we'll make a difference to collect from the first more than the second one. Next test master begins Gemara Avozavan Idis Biziburis. But if the second guy bought highest quality and lowest quality, then he cannot collect from the second guy. Because he says that's why I was particular to buy them, not what's owed to you. It says Tais Nirid, it seemed the Irish shopper that it's talking about actually a full of the Shadig Bainness. That yeah, even though he left Bainness by the first one, Mikamakum Huchuk Taima. We still have to have the reason that the Gemara brings the Lachi Tarchi B'Zabini Ado to Lechazlach. Oh, that's why I went through the effort to buy a piece of property that wasn't fit for you. Because Tais is bothered by a question, which he's saying he's going to allude to right now. He says, because the Loi Matzi Amalei, he cannot tell him, which is basically Tais' question. He says, what do you mean? What if they come onto the idea? Because that's why I went. I took something that wasn't Chazilach. No, you could just say, Hey, Nachzi Lach Mokum Ligbos Menno. I left you where to collect from, because I'm B'Samach. Like the Gemara says shortly, Kabashovik Bainis the Kabasa. That he left him the equivalent over there. So why do you need the reasoning of I took what's lechazlach? Even if I took what's chazlach, but I left you where to collect from? No, because the shem b'chayv oyv ziburis trim bainus. Maybe the creditor actually likes ziburis more than bainus. And b'kocha shal shimon, which is the second buyer, hayochel likach tvei porta. He would be able to take the ziburis with a little bit more quantity. Because meanwhile, and as the Gemara already said this, I'd them zayin rebeis. Because Amad the Gemara says, Imkain, if you're not going to let him get Ziburis, because you say, what? I could have gotten it with my money. You know, now you're not going to let me get the Ziburis. And it's a time. We didn't need the reasoning of the Lahochi Tarchi Bezam Ne'ara de Lechazalach. So why did we need this reasoning? Elmshum de Zaman Ziburis. Only because he bought Ziburis. And for that reason itself, you wouldn't be able to say, Hinach Lachmakam, no, I want the Ziburis. That's what you bought. Ah, Mishum. So that's what you need to have the reason to say, but that's why I took what's not owed to you. What's owed to you is the bainness. And that's why I cannot collect from it. Ah, Mishum Zabanidis, but the truth is, regarding the case when he bought, if he bought only the highest quality, Bishai Zibur is the bainness, and which the Gemara does not discuss, and he loves Zibur is the bainness, so Badalai Yitzruch. That would not be necessary to say, because the Gemara Yishim and Yachal Tchaz is the bainness, Ziburis. The truth is, of course, just like Shimon could push him to the his bein ziburis, meaning the first buyer. Gam Levi yochel tchayse. Levi could also push him because the mamachalei rishon l'sheini. What does the first guy sell to the second guy? Calls chushon tabli yadei. So for edus, of course he can. But the chiddush is for the case of ziburis. Next test master begins the gemara. Matzi amalei ketam menach lech makom likvus. He says, what do you mean? I left you place where to collect. Even if he bought beinus, we said there's only if he didn't leave any beinus by the first guy. But if he did, this is I left you by Shimon where to collect from. Which says love davka kama. It's not so precise, halishna, this wording, because the leshaych lemei mahachi can't really say this like a bailam. It's only really said by the owner, b'legav lekech rishon, and not by the first buyer, as we said, because that statement is only when it's b'nei chayrin. So the ikat taima, actually the primary reason, lo'yhav elam shem demam mahach rishon l'sheini, it's really because what if the first guy sells the second guy? first bite to the second bite, every schus that he has. Now, the first guy could have pushed him away to some other bainus, and that's what the second guy is saying. Yeah, collect from the first guy's bainus. But you're right, had he not left over any equivalent bainus by the first buyer, you cannot push him to the Buris Dirishin that he has by the first guy, because the Dirishin never will have Chayse Ziburis, because the first guy also cannot push him from maintenance to Ziburis. Because the Imbishop Mishaskis, because I would make it say, if you quite, collect from this, if not, I'm going to make you get from Ziburis. When you give it back, but it's not a threat, the enemies want to give me Ziburis. So that wouldn't be a valid claim, and therefore, it has to be that he left him equivalent maintenance by the first guy, too. Next test, Mata Ben Zigmara, Dinahu. The halach is the Ozel Reuben become shtoy din ma'day. So Reuben, the seller, could go and litigate for his buyer regarding the one who's contesting his ownership of the field. So it says, but then we're going to say, manafkamina, what's the relevance of this halach? Whatever Reuben could claim, tanin le'lishim, we already make the claim for Shimon, the buyer. Because the halach is, tanin le'lukeh, we make the claim for the buyer, as the Gemara says, in Gittin Avnan Chesma Beis, B'chem Lisayim, for orphans, Ben Perua, whether to make the claim that it's paid already, Ben Mezuv, whether to make the claim that it's a forged document, B'tzrich Edekim, and that now the one who's trying to collect needs witnesses of validation. And some of the gears, though. And B'elam, but don't say the Nafkamin Le Mezuv, that Nafkamin is regarding Mezuyev, Shein Shimon Yochalitim Misavik, that Shimon cannot make a claim Misavik, the Pshita, that it's obvious that Bali part of Nechz Yisayim, or Mishabadim, that it's obvious that whoever's coming to collect, the tzarch edikim needs to have edikim. So why is that obvious? Because, and this is what Taisa continues, because if not the case, and you're not going to make the claims for a buyer, you're not going to leave any life for any creature, anyone can make up a forged document. And therefore, of course, make the claim for the buyer. But Perget Poshet, Nigmar Babastav Kovayt, and because he doesn't know how to contradict it, he's not the original seller that was signed on the document. Perget Poshet, Nigmar Babastav Kovayt, and Dalma Beis, Nami Mukhkin, it's also obviously that the Kovayt, Nigmar says, Shchimra, a dying person, Shama, he says, "Mano leplani biyadi." Oh, 100 dinar from that person I have. So the Gemara says over there, "Amitnu nice and light." If he said give, then you give it to that person. Lo, if he didn't say give, in this you don't give it. Now, Moki like the Gemara explains a bit nakat shtara, where the guy who comes is actually holding a document, and still amitnu when he says give it, kaimet lishtara, he's validating that guy's document. Lo, if he didn't say give it, lo kaimet lishtara, he's not validating that person's document. Mashmat sounds like the name will be asked that even though the guy's coming with a document, we would make the claim that it's forged for them. So you see, you do make such a claim. In the first paragraph of Mamzid of Yudal Manav, which Tais Maskel Dina, and also plays later on Kofi Beis and Beis Maskel Motzi, says Tais Harachti, I was lengthy about this. But this is the question. I mean, you see that you make the claims for them. So there's the question. So what's the relevance of Reuben? But we make his claims anyway. Don't say, oh, I'll tell you a nafkimina. The relevancy is that if the witnesses of the creditor are Kareb and Reuven, they're relatives to Reuven, but they're non-relatives to Shimon. So you say, oh, now that Reuven is part of this discussion, oh, now it's invalid because they're relatives to him. No, it's not true. They wouldn't be able to testify for Shimon either, keeping the Yitar for the Shimon, since if they would collect from Shimon, also Basel, they would go to Reuven. So he is implicated in this. And Mechain, so to Emil, Shimon, Edim. Let's say Shimon had witnesses, Shimon Eden Tzchusa, who were testifying regarding his merit, Bim Kraven and their relatives. Soon, Lehei Dafel Reuben, Tais addressing another possible answer. No, there would be possible to testify even for Reuben, because Kibin the Yeshur Rebach LeShimon, since the game with Shimon, Shemaim Rekar can be other that maintains the property by him, and which obviously Reuben gains from that too. Can Muchach Saif Parakamad Makis, like the Gemara says at the end of the first Parak Makis, Davzain Menav, Kabi Ilo Betubia, who Kraven the Ariv Haba, the relatives of the guarantor. Possible who invalidated the mafil gabi loy bil malva even for the borrower and the lender. Shem nechi lesli lever, because when the borrower doesn't have ozal mal vabazar, but the lender goes to the creditor. So ties back to the question. Okay, men nafkamin. So what is the relevancy of this halacha? Because this b'shulma, what you can say is the nafkamin. The relevancy is l'raya achreina for a subsequent proof. Meaning, could go and show me Shimon. For example, let's say Shimon says, "Ainly edim, I have no witnesses. Ainly raya, I have no proof." Well, achazman later point in time, matzirai edim, he finds all proof or witness that will prove his case. The halacha is, once he says, "I don't have the Shimon Inyoch Labim," Shimon cannot bring that anymore. Oh, but Reuven, who is part of this court case based on our Gemara, Shlo Ama Inli Edim, that he didn't say, "I don't have witnesses," Yoch Labim, he could bring them. Or Yinami, another shot you could say is, "Kagan Chaturn Labez and Godla Kazim," he claims, "I'm going to take this up to the high court." Now, Shimon Lamatzalimitzach Kamar Reuven, Shimon cannot go through the effort of going up, which the guy could claim, "I want to take it to the high court." And he can't go like Reuben. Reuben, since he's part of the court case, he could go instead of Shimon Bayim Chases, but Matina Vidal Manal after Maskaldina, which is the Maskaldina.